each morning to humble ourselves and intercede on behalf of the brotherhood of the Omega Chi Phi fraternity. What a joy it is to welcome you on this wonderful day. Our International Leadership Conference has already begun. It began yesterday with several meetings starting yesterday, and we will be arriving and coming together for the next several days as we do the work of Omega. God bless you, and we pray that God will give us safe travel as we go back and forth. Pleased to announce that our numbers have been in the triple digits for the last several days. Yesterday, over 100. Monday, over 100. Last Friday and last Thursday, over 100. So God bless you. We seem to be back on track now to do the work of Omega with increased numbers. We thank God for each of you that has joined us on the call. We're glad to hear the voice of Bishop Staccato Powell, who is, I don't know if he's stateside or still in Germany, but we know he's on the move, and we pray that God will give him safe travel to his next destination. We're also delighted, as always, to have his voice and the participation of our immediate past Grand Apostles, Dr. Tony F. Knox. And it's at this time I ask that all of us arise in spirit and receive him now as he brings us greetings in his own way. God bless you, Dr. Knox.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you so much. And brothers, says I will be traveling to the Leadership Conference tomorrow. My flight leaves at 6:24. So I won't be on the call, but please know that I'll be praying with you. And brothers, as we come together this morning, I'm looking to the hills from where my strength comes. I have not heard back from Michael Jackson. And usually his wife will reach out. He went through surgery yesterday morning. But please pray that he came through surgery okay and that he's on his way to recovery. Brothers, please keep the family of Brother Eric Stribler, another member of the class of 78, who is going to play for reward. So please keep his wife and family lifted in prayer as they move down to Wake Forest, North Carolina. Plus Mile Hour will do all we can to keep them uplifted. But please continue to pray for them, brothers. As I've said before, it makes a difference when you know that somebody's praying for you and that somebody has your back. And as the brother has put in the 41 years, we need to be there to keep sure his family is strong and that they continue during this time of bereavement. And brothers, I know that I can always count on you. You've been called on and you're asked to do many things all over the country, all over the world, as we are in that. And you've always stepped up and done what was necessary to be able to see it through. So, brothers, please continue being who you are. Continue being as part of the greatest organization in the world, the one that is chosen by the Lord to be that leading organization that others can turn to. Let's be thankful for who we are and the opportunity that we have. Brothers, continue being who you are and doing what you do and making a difference, because I can truly say that you've made a difference in the fraternity. I see it within the community and within the country. And brothers, know that I thank you for it. Please know that I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well. Thank you so much again for your participation and for your faithfulness to this effort. And we pray that God will give you safe travels tomorrow. Brothers, please forgive the background. I am now in Miami International Airport, and as soon as I introduce the speaker, I'm going to be going through another gate to get to my gate so that I can join the brothers in Atlantic City later on this morning. God bless you. My brothers, I've just been informed in the last few minutes that one of our DRs just lost another sister. He lost a sister earlier. And faith has fallen that family again, and we lift up District Representative Smalls as he is now suffering again from the pains of death. And we ask you that you would lift him not only today but in the coming days, time to come, as the death angel has visited his family. God bless you for what you will be doing.
Hello.
My brothers, typically on today we'd be hearing from Brother Keller, who is a 10th District Representative, and he is also traveling to the conference today. And so I've asked that Brother Michael Brown, who does not get a chance at bat at this time of the day, typically, to serve in his stead today. No one can take Brother Keller's place, but we know that Brother Brown is on fire for the Lord, and we ask him now to lead us during our time of meditation and prayer. Brother Brown, you have the phone, sir.
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing and never-ending love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, their marvels to perform. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Brothers, I welcome you to this national prayer call, and again, I say thank you, Lord, for waking us all up and starting us on our way. It's a blessing to be here in this seat, and my privilege, too, to be sitting in for Brother 10th District Chaplain Richard Keller. So, brothers, we're going to take a look at Ecclesiastes. It's the very beginning. And this is Daily Walk 192. So it's a pleasure, again, to be here in this time zone, the Eastern Standard Time Zone, here in Atlantic City for the 2019 Moses Norman Leadership Conference. And we have many who are traveling. And we're going to pray for their travel and their safe arrival. So Daily Walk 192, it's exploring life's inconsistencies. This is Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verses chapters 1 through 6. And their focus is on the meaningless of everything, the meaningless of toil, and the meaningless of riches. Truly, life is an enigma. It's a riddle. It's a puzzle. From the perspective of those who do not know God, there is often just one word for it, meaningless. That's the word the teacher uses, verse 2, chapter 1, and 24 other times in that book to describe the futility of life apart from God. And he ought to know. He has tried every earthly prescription for happiness and found them all wanting. Only when life is viewed as a precious gift from the hand of God does it begin to come into focus. A focus only possible above the sun, so to speak. So, here's our walk. What would you think if your life began at the age of 80 and gradually approaching 18? Would you live it differently? The teacher had no illusions about life. He learned from firsthand experience that nothing under the sun would bring lasting satisfaction. But even in the midst of his voyage into meaningless, the teacher grew wiser, for he discovered the hand of God at work. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. He enables people to eat, drink, and find satisfaction in their toil. Why not plan a praise party for this evening with family or friends and fix a special meal especially for the purpose of thanking God publicly for his good gifts? Brothers, you'll find that it is habit-forming. And here's our thought for the day. Life asks no questions that faith cannot answer. Again, life asks no questions that faith cannot answer. Brothers, that's our daily walk for today. And our journey and our walk through the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon is credited for being the author. So this is our time now where we approach God's throne of grace and mercy. There are praise reports and prayer requests that were submitted to Praying Omegas. And those who are on this call for the very first time, that's how you do it. You just send an email for now to prayingomegas@gmail.com. Again, that's prayingomegas@gmail.com. And a different district chaplain will read those prayer requests and those praise reports daily, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then my rotation comes up on first Sunday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now we approach God's throne of grace and mercy, and we're confident that he hears us, too, when we come. And he'll be with us, too, throughout this prayer. Because he didn't give us a spirit of fear or intimidation, but he gave us a spirit of love, courage, too, knowing that he's with us. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured on the cross and its scorning and its shame, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, your goodness has opened your hands to supply the men of Omega Psi Phi fraternity with the needs of this day, and your love has protected us from harm and injury. But you've done so much more than that, and you are our refuge and our strength of everyone who puts their trust in you. And you supply grace for every time of need, and you've been our help in ages past and our hope in years to come. And without you, we can do nothing. But we know that all things are possible for those of us who trust in you. And you are Lord of harmony and peace, having created us in your image, below the angels but above everything else. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you were mindful of us in the very beginning. And you had family, too, because you said you made us in your image and your image of those who were with you in the heavenly realms. So we thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. And we acknowledge that your promises have never been broken. And we proclaim that all power and might are in your hand so that no one can stand against you. We confess our sins, too, at this time and our transgressions for our weaknesses. And we just ask you, Father, that you would forgive those who even sinned against us, that we show that kind of compassion for those people. And we ask that you deliver us from guilt and the power of sin. And by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, it brought us salvation for everyone who believes in him. And he's our light and our salvation, which is found in no one else. And there's no other name under the sun given to men by which we must be saved. And for it is our faith in these prayers that we send up to you, Father, that we're confident in your answers to be yes and amen. And we know that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And we pray that we would grow more and more in the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us how to live by walking this very earth that we walk today. And we're praying, Father, that we will come to full spiritual maturity by the time that we're called home to your eternal kingdom. And we ask that you bless the leadership now of our great fraternity and our 41st Grand Basilisk, Brother David Marion, and Brother Grand, Walter T. Richardson, our Grand Chaplain, as they travel, and all the members of the Supreme Council and our district leadership through and through our local chapters as they serve in our communities throughout our great land. And we ask that you bless the families, too, that support us in our efforts of making a difference, as Brother Grand had said earlier, in the communities where we live. And we're asking that you bless our spiritual leaders, our former Grand Chaplain, Brother Staccato Powell, who's on this call even now, in the inspiration of our 40th Grand Basilisk, Brother Antonio F. Knox, Sr., for his dedication and service on a daily basis on this national prayer call. And our Brother Ricky Lewis, our first Vice Grand Basilisk, and his family back in Los Angeles, California. We're praying for his travel and his mercies, Father. And Father, on behalf of Brother Cedric Blue, we're praying for Brother Blue and his family, Donna Cedric II, and also Ethan and his brother's daughter with stage 4 cancer at this time that has been getting positive results once it started. So we're thanking you, Father, for the progress that's being made in hearing our prayer. We're praying for the district representative, Brother Smalls, who lost his sister, knowing it's better to have loved and lost than to have never lost at all. And we're praying, Father, on behalf of Brother Rudy Boone, Jr. We're lifting up Brother Jeffrey Talton, 8th District Omicron Xi Chapter, who is recovering from a series of back surgeries. And we pray, dear God, that you will lift and walk through this physical therapy that he's having and helping to return to full health and minimal pain. And on behalf of Brother Ray Johnson, our 6th District Chaplain, we lift up our Brother Eddie Thompson, who suffered a heart attack on Saturday evening. And hospital surgeons inserted 2 stents to relieve cardiac pressure. And Brother Thompson was initially admitted into ICU, but he is now resting after moving from ICU to a regular hospital room. And we're praying for Brother Thompson and his family that he will continue in his journey and his walk to full recovery. And on behalf of Brother Dwayne Harrell, our 2nd District Chaplain, we're lifting up Brother Dees of Beta Chapter, who lost his 8-year-old nephew in a highly publicized drowning along a Virginia Beach ocean front, where he was originally reported missing and later discovered deceased after drowning on July 4th. Give comfort to the family, Father. Have mercy on them and lift them up, Father, in ways that we've never known. And on behalf of Brother John H. Ely, Jr., New Omega Chapter, Detroit, Michigan, we're lifting up Brother Reverend Dr. Charles Gilchrist Adams of New Omega Chapter. He's the senior pastor in Hartford Memorial Baptist Church. We're praying for your help and your healing, Father, and strengthening and comforting of his body, his mind, and his spirit as he goes into retirement years. And we're also lifting up Brother Richard Moncrease of New Omega Chapter, the deacon of Hartford Memorial Baptist Church, as we pray to you, Father God, for continued healing for the coming medical diagnosis that lies before him. And on behalf of Brother Marcus Taylor, Omega New Chapter, we're lifting up Brother Taylor's family, that he, along with his family, be led by the Holy Spirit and guided into your will during this untimely job loss that he experienced. And we also lift up the brothers of Omega New Chapter as they mourn the loss of one of their brothers in the chapter, and pray now to you, God, for comfort, and yet another brother of Omega New who lost his biological brother. Give them comfort, Father, and just let them know that you're there in a spiritual and special way. And on behalf of Brother Andrew Herc Davis, Phi Iota Chapter in Phoenix, Arizona, Father God, we lift up to you for comfort and mercy our 29th, 12th District Representative, Brother Charles Peavy, and his family. You are a loving God, and we proclaim that all power and mercy are in your mighty hand. Look down on our dear brother and his family at this time of decision, where he has now entered hospice, and the family are at his side. And we know that death has been a victory over death already, and we just know that it's imminent in his life. But strengthen all of us with compassion and love at this time, as you've done so for even Brother Andrew Davis, the boss of that chapter, who took the time to visit him each day and continues up to now. And on behalf of Brother Kendrick Jackson, Jeff Rivers, and 4th District Chaplain, Brother Theo Washington, we lift up to you the healing father of us all, Brother Patrick Whitehead, Spring of 82 New Epsilon, who is in the University Hospital Seidman Cancer Center, and will soon be moving to hospice. Father God, we just ask that you provide your loving, tender care for our brother and surround him with your angels of mercy, and touch those caregivers and medical assistants with an anointing of compassion for his care needs. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we give thanks to you, gracious God, for answering our prayers for your blessing of our brother Ray Johnson, 6th District Chaplain, who we prayed time and time again for meaningful employment as he now began a new career at the local college university as a director this week. He won't be here in attendance in Atlanta, as you know, Father God, but we're thanking you now and praising your holy name for hearing our prayer, Father. We know that you're there, and we ask that your blessing will continue, too, for my wife and her search for meaningful employment, as we have no doubt that you will do all that we ask for in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. And we pray to you now for all the brothers who are en route and plan to travel here to Atlantic City for this week's 2019 Moses C. Norman Leadership Conference in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and our Grand Chaplain's Retreat, and our mighty chaplain's presence and participation will have a positive impact on the leadership conference in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And on behalf of Brother DeVault, Beta Sigma Chapter, we lift up to you, merciful Father, those who are suffering or challenged with mental health, alcohol, and substance abuse conditions. And we pray that they exercise humility and strength to recognize and pursue professional assistance if needed before affecting medical health, family, employment, financial, and last but not least, spiritual wellness. And we extend hope and deliverance to the children, their children afflicted, who have little or no control over these matters, and give courage and hope to their families by drawing them closer to each other and closer to you by the power of your love and your mercy, which alone can transform their lives And we pray that you would give the afflicted and addicted among us the grace to see our sins of drunkenness as a sin and rebellion against your Holy Spirit, and a crucifixion of you, Father, as a wounding of your Spirit, whose temple we are. And on behalf of Brother Gumby, who's on this call even now, of Capital Omega, we're asking, Father, that you just continue to bless the senior brothers of our fraternity and remember the grand officers for all that they do, and also remember the undergraduate brothers for all of their hard work, and remember the brothers on this prayer line today, July 10th, 2019. And on behalf of Brother Antonio F. Knox, Sr., we lift up Brothers Eric Smith and Michael Jackson and their families at this time, and we just know that you'll be with them. And on behalf of Brother Cyril Guerrera, Jr., our 7th District Chaplain, we lift up his son, Jordan Guerrera, to you, dear God, that your purpose for fulfilled will be fulfilled in his life, and for divine guidance and protection and clarity in his life. And on behalf of Brother Peterson, 2nd District, New Upsilon, we lift up his wife, Stephanie, daughter, Devonna, and the siblings that he has, Barbara, Wanda, Alma, Norman, and Craig, and also Reverend Dr. Ed and Charlotte Dern, and Sister Micaiah Ranson for her missionary journey in the Dominican Republic, and members of the Second Baptist Pedricktown. And we praise you, dear good Lord, for the brand new mercies of this new day, for your healing of your people, and for the prayer call of our brotherhood in Christ. And on behalf of Brother Henry Spring 58, Henry McKee, we're lifting up to you, Father, Brother Eddie Green, who's living in Virginia, and the family of Brother Cecil Carter, Theta Sigma and Roach Phi chapters, whose Omega service will be on July 23rd. And we lift up Brother Charles Eloy, Esquire, of Theta Sigma and Roach Phi, living now in New Orleans, and the brothers of New Omega, who are dealing with illness and affliction. Touch them in a spiritual and special way, and let them know, Father, that somebody's praying for them even now. And on behalf of Brother Reverend Dr. James 3D Edwards, we lift up to you, Father, Sharon Kiefer and family, who will be having cremation service this coming Friday, July 12th, for her husband, Jim Kiefer, who was platoon sergeant of the unit Brother Reverend Edwards led in Vietnam. And on behalf of our 10th District Chaplain, Brother Richard Keller, who was supposed to be in my seat this morning, we're lifting up, Father, to you, Father, Pam Cooper, the wife of Brother Leonard Cooper, who is battling a serious illness. And we also lift up to you the family of Brother Troy Cooper, Eta Beta Chapter 1990, who has transitioned to Omega Chapter. We offer this special prayer at this time for our Brother George Fishburne, Jr., Tri-Mu Chapter of Douglasville, Georgia, who is here now in Atlantic City, New Jersey, attending this, the 2019 Moses C. Norman Leadership Conference, Father, and his being on the prayer call even now. And we're lifting up him, Brother Fishburne, and his family on this day, Wednesday, July 10th, on what would have been his daughter's 4th birthday, his daughter, Michaela. Michaela died in a tragic water accident 4 years ago. Gracious God, apply to our brother's wounded heart the healing touch of your precious promises. And let our brother's wife and his sister, let them know, Father, and let them experience its power of love and mercy. And wipe away the tears from their eyes, that they may be able to see through the mist beyond death and the grave to the resurrection and life through the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over death and the grave. And we ask you, Father, for blessing my wife, too, in her search for meaningful employment, as we have no doubt that you will do all that we ask for in your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name. And we pray to you now for all the brothers who, for safe travel to and from this week's leadership conference here in Atlantic City and our Grand Chaplain's Retreat. And we're just thankful, Father, that you've been able to be with us throughout this time in this prayer. So, Father God, we praise you from the sanctuary. We praise you and we say thank you for the marvelous things that you've done and the things that you continue to do and the things that you're about to do that remind us of your mercy and your grace and your wonderful attributes. And that is why we don't doubt your word when it says no eye has seen and no ear has heard. No mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And where our nation is concerned, Father, you're proving yet again that you're the final rule and authority in our world. And we're saying thank you, Father, that you do allow the things to occur that are in line with your will. And we ask only that we just continue to pray and to be able to lift up our holy hands to you and watch your move, your miraculous move upon the surface of this earth and the things that you do. And your good and perfect will, Father, will outlast anything that we have or have ever known. And we ask that the outcome of our hearts and our minds that we petition to you today here at your throne of mercy and grace that would be granted. And we say thank you, sovereign Lord God. And we say thank you for your marvelous works on display today. And we just know that everything that we've lifted up to you, Father, has been heard. And we're confident, Father, that you will do all that we ask. We are your sons. We are fathers. We are husbands and brothers. But we love you, Lord. And we give thanks to our founders who were mindful of you in the beginning to start our meetings in prayer and close in prayer. And we're asking, Father, on behalf of all of us on this prayer call, we're praising you for hearing our thoughts and our prayers where we worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Your name is the great I Am. And the everlasting, you teach us, dear God, to do your will because you are our spirit and your spirit is good and you lead us to the land of uprightness. So give us the faith on this day, Father, to lean on you and to strengthen our trust in your grace, which is sufficient for our weakness, and to bestow your strength on us when our willpower fails, and guard us when we are tempted. And give us the power to resist our sinful appetite for the things that make you turn away from us. And grant us the grace to love less and love more the things that are spiritual and eternal. And teach us to number our days, too, and apply our hearts to the wisdom taught to us by your Son, Jesus Christ. He's the way and the truth and the life. And he's the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. For we desire to grow spiritually, Father, in the place where you put us. So when our name is called, we'll be ready to come home. And we thank you, Father. We thank you as the men of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We'll always lift up our holy hands to you for whatever is true, for whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable. And these are the things that we praise that are worthy of such things. And we're praying, Father, that your peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus on this day. Ask that we continue to be the leaders in our households and make a difference with our families and to be the headship that you would call us to be in our households and always have an answer for the questions about how good and precious you are. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray, and we praise you and give you all the honor and all the glory on this day, and let the men of Omega Psi Phi say amen, and amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Have a blessed day, my brothers. Have a blessed day.
Amen, Brother Brown.
Keep with you.
God bless
you.
Mitchell, awesome prayer. Awesome prayer. Have a great day, Brother Larry.
Have a great day, Brother Larry.
Be blessed.
All right, Kev.
Hey, good morning, Brother Jimmy.
All right, Kev.
Hey, Bernard. How you doing, bro?
Real good, bro. Hey, brother.
Hey, you going down the station?
Hey, what's up, Brother Morgan? We say down.
You going down the station?
I'm not sure.
Brother, have a blessed day.